Welcome to the Main Street Minute with equestrian marketing expert India Wilkinson. This is the destination for all things equestrian, from horse sales, breeding, horse health, and a look into the intricacies of the horse business world. Join India as she dives in with industry leaders to discuss the challenging and rewarding lifestyle of being in the equestrian world. And get ready for the Main Street Minute.
Today, we are excited to talk to India Wilkinson of Main Street Market. Hey, India, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm excited to be here.
Good. We're glad to have you. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about Main Street Market?
So Main Street Market is an online marketplace. We showcase sales horses and equine services. We have a website and an app, and the goal really is to streamline the process for buyers and sellers. So a one-stop place online that shows all horses all over the country, and then for the seller, just a great place to be able to list those horses and just making it easier for everybody.
And you guys have seen a lot of growth here recently.
We have seen a lot of growth. I saw this quote a while ago, and it says it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. And you know, we're in our fourth year now, and it's funny because people are like, oh, this brand new business, you know, and we've been here for a while, but it takes a long time to kind of establish that foot in the market. And just recently, we achieved 1 million views within a 30-day calendar month on Facebook, which is huge. So that's a real asset to both of our buyers and our sellers because it really pushes those horses out in the market. Yeah.
So with your front row seat to the horse market, you really have a good grasp on what it's looking like. Overall, how would you describe the current horse market?
I actually get asked that a lot. And even though I am not physically buying and selling horses every day, I have, you know, for decades, but I am in it, like really thick in it, because I am kind of this, I feel like I have a bird's eye view of what's happening overall in multiple disciplines. And I see a lot of people posting, oh, the market's, you know, the market's not good, horses aren't selling, but they are. And your businesses and my business is proof of that. We are selling horses every week. And so the market is actually really good. It's just shifted from where people used to be able to just kind of post their horse and have multiple people lined up. And now the market has shifted where buyers are a lot more savvy. They expect a lot more. But if you position and promote your horse correctly, you can absolutely find the right buyer. And I mean that in all disciplines, in all age ranges. I just had a discussion with someone who said foals aren't selling. I was like, they are selling. They are. You just are not getting that foal out in front of, you know, the right network. So the market is actually really good. And I know y'all see the same thing. And I know we'll probably talk about this a little bit later, but there is such a thing as network fatigue. And these sellers that are trying to sell to the same network over and over and over, they're just exhausting that network. And that's why it's so important for them to get those horses out into a bigger network. And that's where you and I come in. And we can help them do that. But I will tell you, the market is solid. And just today, two more horses sold off Main Street Market. So it's happening. And the people kind of have to wrap their brains around the market's good. And I say this, it's not the market, it's your marketing. So I think that's definitely my opinion.
So another shift that the three of us have talked about a lot is that the market includes some reputable horse auctions these days. And how that's a challenge to explain that to audiences who may not be as familiar with auctions. What questions do you regularly get asked at Main Street Market from your customers about auctions?
That is a really good question. And I am asked that frequently because we do showcase a lot of auction horses. And that ranges from online auctions to auctions like yours at Southern Belle Classic, which, You are the reason that I ever even got involved in auctions. And I actually it comes up occasionally how I met y'all, and I was like, I just called them and said, how can we work together? I love your spirit and your entrepreneurial passion for helping others. And that Southern Belle Classic is actually what got me involved in auctions. I did not understand them either. I'm a very curious person. I don't come at it from a negative way. I'm like, what is this and how does it work? And y'all were just so, gracious about helping me understand how it works. And just so you know, I'm a little ADD, so I may go off on a tangent. So the question is about how my the question is about what questions do I get? But I also had those questions, and I think that's where I can help my network, my Main Street Market community, from a place where I also had those questions. So I want to help them understand that auctions are not scary. They just are a defined time limit. That's what is so great about an auction. And I know y'all know this because you do this all the time, but if just helping people understand that auctions are actually such a great way to have this concentrated group of horses that you can see. If it's live, then you can go on and go and try these horses and meet the owners. So many people in the sport horse world will fly to Europe because they have a consolidated group of horses that they can see at one time. Well, it's the same thing at these auctions. You can go and spend a couple days. So the biggest question that I get, and I would say I get this frequently, and now that I have been doing this for a couple of years with y'all and I've met so many other sellers that sell at auction, and I know the people. I know the people behind this, and they're such good people and they're such good trainers, and they really want good matches for their horses. And I think that's been the perception, is that people put their horses in auction because there's no other way to sell them. And that's just, it's absolutely not the truth. It really gives such a great way for buyers to be able to come and meet the horses or have that time. But the biggest question is an auction legit? And I'll let y'all answer that one.
So if the question is, how do I know that an auction is legit? Then I would say focus on the auction's reputation, their consistency. Check them out. Do they operate like a real business? Do they have terms and conditions? Read those terms and conditions. One great thing about an auction is that you know you're not sending money to a scammer. You know, what we like is that, for instance, with the Southern Belle Classic and the sales that we help out with, all the horses are in one place at one time. You can see them in person, kind of like you mentioned. If you can't get there in person, most times they're going to be live streamed. So you're not sending a deposit to somebody. You're not going to show up at a stranger's driveway with your truck and trailer and then find out the horse never existed. We all see that time and time again on the internet, on social media. These people, you know, that unfortunately have been scammed. So I feel like that stays in the forefront of people's minds, you know, maybe when they're asking if something is legit, is it real? And that's one of the great things about an auction is there is a set time and a set place that these horses are standing there in front of you.
I love that, because really, like, scammers is it's a real thing for all of us. And I know that y'all go through a process where you know all of your sellers, and we have the same thing on Main Street. We make sure that we are scammer free. That's very, very important to us. So I love that. All right, so like another question that I get, and this is hard for me to answer because I don't have as obviously as much of a background, but like, how does it work? How does it work? If somebody were gonna buy a horse from auction, they see a link on Main Street Market, because that's what I get, like, oh, this horse is at auction. How does this work? And then I tell them to call the seller and they go through the process. So
So in general, I mean, an auction is really simple. To me, it simplifies the buying process. There is a beginning and an end. So at such and such time, the horse is going to enter that sale ring, and the highest bidder is going to own that horse. So That's the end point. Up until then, buyers have time to do all of their pre-purchase work. Some auctions do require pre-purchase exams and distribute them. So, like at the Southern Belle Classic, we do require vet exams and x-rays ahead of time. They're on our website for folks to view. There's a vet on site to do more extensive exams. Buyers have up until the time that the horse walks into the sale ring to do all that pre-purchase work, and they have time to check out their budget, define their budget. They have time to make sure their spouse is on board with their budget, check with their trainer, make sure that this horse really does meet the criteria of what they're looking for. It's not An auction slows down the buying process. I think that's maybe a little bit of a misconception, but it really does. You have days, if not months, to check out these horses, go see them in their natural, well, I guess no horses in their natural environment, in their home environment. see how they are at their farms, or come to the auction, see how they are away from their home, Really do your due diligence. That's what's great about an auction, is that with it slowing it down, you have so much time to do your due diligence. There's no going and seeing a horse at a farm and then, I mean, sometimes there is that pressure in a private sale environment, and understandably so, where you may be the first person that day that's coming to see the horse, and there may be two or three people lined up after you. And, maybe that leads to a quicker decision than is necessary, versus, one of the benefits at an auction is that that is all slowed down. You've got time. Many auctions have multiple days that you're coming and seeing horses, previews. If you can't be there in person, a lot of times they'll be live streamed. So check out an auction ahead of time. Take the time to do your due diligence, check out the schedule, watch the previews, call the sale if you have questions about the sale and the process there. Read their terms and conditions. Call the sellers themselves. Ask about the horses. Describe what you're looking for. So that's a long way of saying, how does it work? But there is a beginning and an end, and plenty of time in between. And I think the biggest thing of understanding how individual sales work is really talking with the sales themselves and the actual sellers.
So when you say, I know that they can see the horses before bidding, and this is new to me. I didn't realize that potential buyer can actually go to that horse's farm well in advance, because I know a lot of these horses are consigned months ahead of time. They're committed to this auction. So how would that work? So if you're obviously your Southern Belle Classic is in Aiken, South Carolina, horses are coming from Ohio. Can that person go to Ohio and see that horse even before the sale starts?
So every auction's different. Most sales that we are familiar with are going to encourage you to take the time to see and ride the horses. We want you to be happy with your purchase. And really, there's been several times that we've encouraged people not to bid on a horse because they hadn't done their due diligence. They weren't sure, So we really just want you to be happy. The sellers want you to be happy. They care about these horses. So making a perfect match is really, really important. So yes, call the sellers well in advance. If you can't make it to the sale, or you want to spend an extended time uninterrupted with that seller and horse, call them up. I cannot think of a seller that we know that would discourage someone coming from their coming to their farm. But yeah, go see them at their farm. Come see them at the sale. We're helping with a couple of sales this fall that I know both of them strongly encourage buyers to be there on site and check them out. Hop on them if it seems like it's a good fit. One question we get from folks is, or maybe a problem they perceive is, oh my gosh, I've looked through the catalog and now I want 20 horses. How do I narrow it down? And we say, make your dream list, start calling the consigners. When you describe what you're looking for and they describe the horse, there's going to be some that are marked off your list. Then come to the sale, walk through the barn. You know, there's going to be the horse that maybe you thought was your dream horse and he stands in the back of the stall and doesn't come talk to you. That may X him off your list, or that may make him to the top of your list, you know? And then ride the horses, you know, pet them, ride them. You know, again, we really want you to be happy. So take the time talking with those sellers and just visiting with the horses and really feeling confident with your decision to bid.
So, with that, with the vetting process, because I saw that firsthand, that I know that there's a basic PPE done because you want sound horses selling at your sale and other sales. And then a potential buyer was doing an additional vetting. So, and I don't know the details of that, but I thought that was interesting. So how does that work with the vetting?
So again, all sales are different. They all have different requirements. If you're ever discouraged from getting a pre-purchase exam done or scheduling one, I would raise an eyebrow at that, right? So every sale is different in what they require of their consigners. So, like at the Southern Belle Classic, we require a basic vet exam that is posted on our website, and we require 10 x-rays of every horse. We collect those and we distribute them. We encourage you to have your vet look them over. If you don't have a vet that you regularly work with or are comfortable with, we have vets that we will refer you to. We have a vet on site who's willing to read x-rays. And look over vet exams and discuss them with buyers. Some sales require, you know, just the basic vet exam. One of them that we're working with this fall requires a vet exam and optional x-rays. Another one does not require vet work ahead of time, but they have a vet on site who will do a basic look over of the horse, you know. As far as the scheduled extensive pre-purchase exams, that is something that we offer at our sale, is that we have a vet from a local clinic who is available. You know, obviously 5 minutes before the sale is not the time to do that, but if you're serious about a horse, we have time during the week leading up to the sale to have whatever vet work you want done. So again, it slows down the process. No big hurry. You're welcome to be there in person for all the horses' vet work. But yeah, if someone is wondering about vet work, the answer is yes. Do your vet work. Take
Yeah,
the
no,
time and do it.
it's encouraged, which I know that that's part of the mystery of auctions is that people really don't understand that. And
I do think on the vet work, it is important to note pre-purchase exam. Pre is the key word there. This is to be done before you bid. This is not post-purchase exams. So once you bid on that horse, he's your horse.
he's
Well,
your
if
horse.
you're the high bidder, he's your
Yes.
horse. So the vet work does need to be done ahead of time. That's out of fairness for everyone there.
So, since you said that, how does that work? How does the bidding work? Because I've seen it online and I've seen it live. And so the people are there in the audience, but there's also phone bidding coming in. How does that work? And then how does someone pay for a horse?
Okay,
How does all of that
the ins and
happen?
outs of it. Many sales, most sales, I guess. There's probably some that don't have online bidding. The sales that we work with and then the Southern Belle Classic offer in person. It's very simple. Raise your hand. There's bid spotters. If you want to bid on that horse, they will see you. You know, they're looking for you. So, and if you're worried about it, get in touch with them ahead of time, you know, and talk it through. We have some really cool guys that are bid spotters, and they're awesome. Phone bidding, that works a little different between different sales. Some have like a phone bank that you're calling into. The way we do it is our actual bid spotters that are standing by the ring, the ringmen, they call you. So we have there's a little extra step when you're registering to bid. You know, obviously we need your phone number and we need to know what horse you're interested in bidding on so that they can call you when that horse goes in. And then online bidding is super simple. You know, you just register with the online bidding platform. any sale that's going to offer online bidding is going to have step-by-step instructions for you. And you're probably double-clicking when you want to bid. I mean, some might be a click here and then a click here. You know, they want to make sure you don't accidentally bid. But it's just a couple of clicks and you are bidding live. And then if you're the high bidder, you're going to get a call from an office, you know, from the sale office, and they're going to congratulate you on your new purchase and ask how you want to pay for that horse. So horses have to be paid for before they leave the grounds. I can't imagine that there's a sale that doesn't require that. So some, again, read your terms and conditions and be prepared ahead of time. Some are going to take credit cards, some are not. If they do take a credit card, check and see if there's a processing fee that can add up in a hurry, you know, on a large purchase. Some will take a personal check, some won't. You know, wire transfers are pretty popular. So again, just do your due diligence, know ahead of time. Don't be the person that we're on the phone with at midnight trying to work out how are you going to pay this for this horse because your credit card was not expecting this large purchase. But yeah, there's all of that for any sale should be detailed out ahead of time.
So just to like close out the that part of it. So I've been online, you know, this is a question like what happens? So it especially for someone who's not there, isn't maybe didn't prepare to be the highest bidder that's bidding online or by phone. What happens if they are the high bidder and they can't arrange a shipper super quickly? Does the horse get boarded? Like what happens?
That is, again, call ahead of time. Notes, look at that at the website. But most sales are going to have a list of recommended shippers. At the Southern Belle Classic, we have an exclusive shipper. Not to say you can't use your own, but our shipper is there on site. So I can speak from that. Our perspective, when you check out over the phone, you know, and you're paying for the horse, arranging all of that, they're going to ask you if you need a shipper. And if you say yes, they're going to transfer you over to our on-site shipper. They do a great job. They have a list of horses that are traveling home with them. And as soon as our office closes, we are in that barn with them. They have buckets and they are taking care of the horses that they are now in charge of. So they usually leave out the next morning or the next day sometime. And so until then, they are watering and haying horses and checking on them and being in touch with their owners. So we're really proud of that relationship and how that works. They do a great job. I'm sure other sales have similar situations, but just know ahead of time, you know, talk to the consignor, talk to the sale management, and have a plan ahead of time. I mean, anyone that's selling horses loves horses and they want them taken care of. There are some sales and consignors that are happy to take those horses back with them to their farms or maybe meet you along the way. Just again, it never hurts to have a conversation and ask what the options are.
I love it. Thank you.
So that was a lot of information. I think in a nutshell, auctions are pretty easy. There's lots of homework for the buyers or potential buyers to do, or that's available for them to do that we recommend them doing. But I also think it's fun. Like it's a fun process.
So fun.
Yes. So thank you, India, for letting us answer some questions, and hopefully it will be helpful.
Yeah, thank you. This is great because I think it is just literally just about demystifying the process. And I think once people really understand how simple it is, and it is so fun. I had the best time at Southern Belle Classic last March. Like the people are so fun and it just seeing all of the horses there and just the energy is really high. You guys obviously do an incredible job, so.
Does that mean we're going to get to see you again this year?
I hope so.
Yay.
I hope you'll allow me to be there again. I hope you'll allow me to
Absolutely.
sponsor the breakfast again. Yes, I loved it.
Good. Well, thank you. And we are going to do another episode here that will be available for folks to listen to as well. More on the consignor point of view and if you're selling a horse. So stay tuned for that one.
Thank you again for having me. I appreciate it.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please let us know. Email support@mainstreetmarket.com. Please share and join us again next week for another episode of the Main Street Minute, right here on the Equus Radio Network.